your Jeep.
Thank you so much, Miller Man. There is a controversy in local media that has been brewing for the past week or so, and people have been wondering when we're going to comment on it. Now is that time that we are going to comment on it. It revolves around Twitter. Do you have my new fanfare ready, Jer?
No.
Do you have the link?
No.
No, I don't have that open.
Okay. All right.
I was pulling e-brakes this morning.
That's
sorry.
Okay. That's all right. Calm down. So this involves Twitter. A lot of people get very confused by Twitter, most notably Anthony Weiner, who the direct message, composed direct message, and the composed public tweet must be very close together on his Twitter client. Well, this has also happened to a local media member. Jean-Jacques Taylor no longer has a Twitter account. Did you know that?
I knew that.
He's black.
Which is a far cry from what the Dallas Morning News posted on September 24th, 2010, when they said, "Can't get enough opinions on the Cowboys and other local sports teams from Jean-Jacques Taylor? Follow him on Twitter and become a fan of him on Facebook." And there were four comments posted to that posting on the Dallas Morning News sports blog. First commenter, "No thanks, I'll pass." Second commenter, "I'd sooner eat a warm canine stool."
God.
Fourth commenter, "Maybe he can get all his Ohio fans to follow him. What a joke." Now the final commenter, surely they're going to be nice about it. "What a horrible idea." This was on their own blog, the comments that.
Why do they allow that?
Well, some people thought it was a good idea for Jean-Jacques Taylor to start up a Twitter account and issue some hot sports opinions, and so he had one. Well, about a week ago, he tweets, or it was tweeted, let me put it in passive tense, it was tweeted on his Twitter account, a very offensive sentence. Now, after this was tweeted, and I'll tell you what was tweeted in just a moment, after this was tweeted, Jean-Jacques becomes aware that this went out to the entire world, and he claims that his Twitter account was hacked.
It could happen.
How many people do you know whose Twitter account has actually been hacked?
One.
Jean-Jacques Taylor?
No. Didn't Corby and Danny find out Ryan's password and prank him for about a week or so?
Yes, but wasn't it obvious that it was hacked?
Yeah. But it was hacked. That's the one that I know.
Okay,
of.
But that's hacked by a friend. All right? That's not hacked by anonymous sources who are, you know, tweeting things like, "Hey, hydrocodone, 50 cents a pill," or whatever, you know. Those hackers usually do. All right, here was the tweet that prompted Jean-Jacques Taylor to delete his Twitter account. Gosh, how do I even clean this up? Okay.
I'll play a sound effect.
Okay.
Yeah, how about that?
Jean-Jacques Taylor. "If you get yo ass home on time and shove some in my face, I will pick you up some wings."
Oh, my.
Whoa.
And it's full of, "you" is spelled with just the letter U, and "your" somehow is missing the last two letters of that word. And then, of course, the sound effect covered up a very, very five-letter word for female fun.
It might begin with a P and end with a Y.
Yes,
indeed. That's too bad that someone hacked into it and did that to him.
All right.
Was it hacked?
Come on.
Was it really hacked?
Why?
Are you saying that Jean-Jacques would talk like that? Is that what you're saying?
Do I think he would?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I do. If you're asking my opinion.
What's up, bro? I'm not dismissing the possibility that this was hacked. But if it were hacked, why would the hacker send that message?
That's what I don't get either. I mean, usually they, you know, if you're hacking into Jean-Jacques, there's a few assumptions. Okay, let's assume it's someone who knows who he is. It's not just some robot hacker who's trying to, you know, advertise some product or whatever. It's somebody who's really, who doesn't like him, who's...
Right.
Don't you put, hey, just want everybody to know that I'm an idiot, my opinions suck.
Right.
That's what they would put.
This seems awfully personal. Like,
yes.
Like a personal message.
Like, yes. That you're sending to a...
spouse, girlfriend, whatever.
Right. Now, I don't know. Maybe a lot of P1s talk to their wives or girlfriends that way. Once again, wow. The in case you're just joining us, the Jean-Jacques Taylor tweet is that he claims was a hacked tweet. If you get yo ass home on time and shove some in my face, I'll pick you up some wings.
Shove?
What a deal. Just cost him wings.
Oh.
Wings.
So I didn't see the tweets where he was saying that he was hacked. I just heard reports of that.
Oh, yeah. I got so many notifications about this. Everybody, it was when I was out of town last weekend, and everybody wanted to make sure that I was knowing what's going on.
And if he was hacked.
I immediately went to his Twitter, and it was already taken down.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I think if it was hacked, then he wouldn't know immediately. Like, there would probably be three or four tweets like that that went out. But if it's just one tweet that goes out like that, and then there's some sort of panic deletion of the account? Come on.
Yeah, why not just change your password and continue to use the account?
Right.
But it's like, man, I got burned so badly by that. I just got to shut the whole thing down. I can't risk anything else.
So it's knocked him off Twitter.
Yeah, he's deleted his account.
Well, why didn't he just start another one then under another name?
Maybe he fears another hacking.
Let me ask you, George, and I want you to be completely honest with me.
All right.
And we're on radio, so you know you can you don't have to hold back.
Okay.
Have you ever said that to
no.
a woman?
No.
Once again, I want no. you to feel comfortable enough to be honest.
No, and I think you. That's a strange comfort level that you ever get to with someone where you can tweet that or say that over the phone or anything.
If you get your ass home on time and shove some in my face, I will pick you up some wings. What a romantic gesture.
Happy anniversary.
You're demanding that she be on time.
Right. Punctuality is important, too.
And that she shoves something in your face, and the reward is some wings. The least romantic food possible.
Of course, this is wing. God, this does sound like a character I would do. If yeah. I did characters, I don't...
Right. But you know what? The great defense in the world today is now that it was hacked. Everybody
right.
can say that, and maybe it was.
Anthony Weiner claimed that.
Yeah.
Remember, he stuck to that for a full week.
Sure. That's everybody's first reaction. Is there any way to prove whether an account was hacked or not?
Yes. Like, I don't know if it's a crime. Is it a crime to hack someone's account?
I would think so.
I would think it is, too. And I'm sure Jean-Jacques has followed up with authorities. To help them catch this perpetrator.
Right.
That is so besmirched a public figure.
Well, he can't even tweet anymore.
No, he's had to delete an entire Twitter account, so he has some damages here because
right.
that's a great platform for promoting his brand and his work.
Right.
So, I mean, he has a case here, and I'm sure he's in full cooperation with the authorities. Fernando, will you do me a favor? Will you cut out the article in the morning news today about the Jean-Jacques Taylor investigation of the hack
yeah.
tweet and bring it in
I'll
here?
I'll get it for you.
Damn.
Okay. Final verdict. What do you think happened?
I don't know. But
you
I
don't
would,
know.
I don't know.
But I'm asking you to opine.
My opinion, my guess would be that it was supposed to be a direct message that he misfired.
All right, that's what I think too. That's my opinion.
I think Calvin Watkins double-crossed.
All right.
Whoa.
Why Calvin Watkins?
Gosh.
Yeah, why does it have to be a black guy?
Because they work at the same place. Oh, he's black too? Oh, I didn't know that.
Gosh, you are the biggest.
Biggest what? They work at the same place.
It's Jean-Jacques Taylor. This is not a minister. This is not a politician. Why can't he just say, hey, man, sorry.
Right. Oops.
Oops, sorry. I'm Jean-Jacques Taylor.
Because
I'm a sports guy.
Right.
He was almost out of the woods. It's what Cuban say, 3 days tops? And he would have been out of it if it wasn't for you meddling Gordo's Corner host.
What I want to know is, did it happen and did she get her
yes,
wings?
Yes, that's what I want to know. Did he pay off the bet?
Did she ever get the message?
All right, can we call the girl and find out if she got her wings?
Did we hear a chime and that means
what
that,
disturbs me is like yeah, that's what disturbs me is now I'm thinking back and reevaluating It's a Wonderful Life. You mean every time a bell rings, that means Jean-Jacques had something shoved in his face? Yeah, these weren't boneless wings, apparently. Okay, will Twitter be the downfall of more people?
Oh, more people, yeah.
See, here's the thing. I don't think a lot of people realize this about Twitter. And I think about this, and I'm filled with regret on anything I ever tweet and retweet, is that it's in your permanent record. Library of Congress keeps it forever. Twitter keeps it forever. Like, you can delete your Twitter account, but that timeline, the master timeline of Twitter, you can still search and see anyone's tweets that they... Like, Jean-Jacques is still available on the Twitter catalog. What I don't know what you call it. That roll that they have.
Mm-hmm.
The scroll of tweets. So it's forever. So, like, all this stupid flirting I do with girls on Twitter or whatnot, that's going to be seen for forever and ever.
Mm-hmm.
All the off-color remarks that I make will be seen forever. All the promises of wings... will be seen forever.
So many people have been in that situation where they have had, I don't know, a questionable tweet or Facebook posting or email, and it's that moment that they hit send.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be such a scary moment for a lot of people, or maybe they accidentally hit send, and then it's a great moment of panic. Oh my God! How do I get that email back? You're yanking the cord out of the computer as if you can beat the send, you know, and
like the commercial, the guy goes through the entire office ripping out monitors and stuff.
Right. Then there's no defending it. You know, once it's out, it's out, and I'm sure there are a lot of people that can sympathize with if it wasn't hacked, can sympathize with Jean-Jacques.
There's a couple other things that are going on right now online that have me somewhat troubled. Both of them on Facebook. On my Facebook friends, some of them just share way too much stuff, and it makes me uncomfortable looking at it. One of them's going through a painful breakup of a relationship, and they are sharing that information as to what exactly happened in the relationship.
I don't get that.
How wronged they feel that they have been so wronged by this person, and... that makes me uncomfortable. Another one's talking about potty training their kid and giving the blow-by-blow on that. What goes on? Why?
Living out loud. Everybody wants to live out loud.
Yeah, but those two individuals don't understand. You're supposed to fake live out loud. You're supposed to paint, you know, things are going kick-ass and you got, you know, you're rolling in it and... you have nothing but great experiences, and look at my trip to so-and-so. I know so many people who fake their lives online. Well, sit there and read their Facebook account and go, wait a second, this is their life?
The guy who's going through the divorce is obviously feeling a lot of pain, and it's in some way cathartic.
I didn't say it was a guy.
It's in some way cathartic for them to put this out there. It makes them feel better about the process.
But that stuff can exist for forever now, too, so...
Yeah.
If they have kids, do they want to read that?
I wouldn't think so.
Anyway, so if anybody sees Jean-Jacques Taylor, make sure you ask him if you can get some wings.
By the way, we're getting lots of emails. Yes, we know that he no longer works at the morning news. He also no longer does a show here on the weekend on The Ticket. We are aware of that.
You know what I'm confused by getting those emails? What have we said that seems to indicate that we don't realize that?
I have no idea.
Was it because I read a posting from the Dallas Morning News from a year ago?
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, when someone here at the station is no longer at the station, we are all aware of that.
Yeah. We get the memos. We get the memos. Anyway, so there it is. Once again, final reading of the Jean-Jacques Taylor hacked tweet. If you get yo ass home on time and shove some in my face, I will pick you up some wings.
So guys, try that with your gals this weekend.
I am tweeting this to every girl I know. I'm direct messaging everyone.
All right, Gordo, thank you. That is The Corner. It's 9:32 on The Ticket. Coming up next, what the two sides are saying about the Longhorn Network.